Hey, Broken Arrow, this is City Council Rewind. I am Aaron McCulloch, Director of Communications for the City of Broken Arrow, and with me is Assistant City Manager Norm Stevens, Assistant City Manager of Administration Norm Stevens.
There's two of us.
I have to get my facts straight because, you know, history.
Yes.
How you feel about history? You like history?
You know, history was one of the subjects whenever I was going through high school and college that I probably enjoyed the most. I didn't realize the value of history on a municipal level until I began my employment with the City of Broken Arrow. And I will tell you, the citizens, especially those longtime citizens, those who went to school here up through, you know, K through 12, the history our city has means the world to them. And I'm really excited about what you and I are getting ready to talk about, because we're talking about preserving some of that history. Improvements, but still, you know, keeping the history that is such a vital part of our citizens growing up in their lives.
That's right. And these next two items, what you just said, City Council made a point on Tuesday night to say this is really important to preserve this part of Broken Arrow's history. And we're talking about the grain elevator.
Yes.
And we're talking about a tree in the southwest corner of the intersection of Commercial and Ash over there.
Right.
So let's talk about the grain elevator. Basically, they approved a resolution that authorizes the city to go ahead and complete the purchase, to begin the purchase and then do the closing on that. What are some of the plans for the grain elevator in that area?
You know, there has been no plan established of what we're going to do outside the grain elevator, or actually even with the grain elevator, as far as, you know, if we're going to make it into some feature different than what it actually is the iconic feature in the Rose District. You know, Hanson Mueller has operated that grain tower for years and years and years, and they no longer needed it. They had an auction, they auctioned off several grain towers across, I believe, the United States. And we wanna keep that grain elevator so that it never is torn down, that it will always be that one thing that everybody remembers in the Rose District. You know, several things have been talked about as far as the land around it. And Hanson Mueller owns some of the land. Union Pacific still owns other parts of that land, and we'll have to deal with them to get that purchased, but that's going to happen. But there has been talk, and it's been simply talk, about expanding the farmers market into that area, creating additional parking, which will help everyone who wants to come visit our award-winning Rose District. But nothing has been settled on that this is definitely what we're going
to
do.
So the purchase isn't finalized yet. We still have to go through closing and that sort of thing, just like you have to do with a house.
Right. But they've accepted our mm-hmm. offer. And so we will be doing the transaction here very quickly.
Fantastic, and we'll let everybody know. The other thing, of course, is the tree. When we're talking about preserving history, I mean, we bought some land over there, and I'll let you get into why we bought that land. But first and foremost, that centennial tree there that's been there since the early 1900s.
That's what they tell me. That's before my time.
Exactly. It's got a nice little fence around it.
Yeah.
Staying untouched.
Absolutely.
And what's going around it?
What kind of tree is that?
That is an umbrella catalpa. Man, I was hoping to be able to do it without looking at my notes. It's an umbrella catalpa, from what I understand.
That tree will remain there, and it will continue to thrive or whatever path it takes with no interference from anyone from the City of Broken Arrow. And we will build the parking lot, you know, increase it around it. We figure it can provide around 20 additional parking spaces.
And these are going to be free public parking spaces for the Rose District.
Yes. We do not charge for parking for those coming down to visit our Rose District. And it's just allowing people to park closer so they have a shorter walk to get in and dine and shop and do everything that's available. But the tree will remain in its current state, and we have no plans to alter that at all. And it's like I told council, I said, you know, folks from Broken Arrow, they love their trees, they love their history, and so we're leaving it alone.
Fantastic. Two iconic images there in the Rose District here in downtown Broken Arrow, and they're going to stick around and stay for a little while.
It's exciting.
So, let's talk about a couple of roadway improvements that came up during the council meeting on Tuesday night, and we'll just go through these kind of quickly here. They're going to be on the east side of town. First, let's hit on Lynn Lane and Washington intersection. So the improvements here, this was supposed to be part of a bigger project to widen Lynn Lane between Houston and Washington streets. There's a railroad that's kind of on that north end there, closer to Houston. And so you have to go through some reviews with the railroad in order to go over their property and that sort of thing. We're actually going to pull that intersection out, and it's going to allow us to go to construction earlier. We're still a little ways away from construction, but this is really important for the growth that's happening in that part of the city, right?
Absolutely. You know, we still have as you go a little bit east, we have two 40-acre tracts that are set up for light industrial to come in, and they're going east from the FedEx. And the natural thing that we need to do is to widen Houston all the way up to Highway 51. We want to be able to, you know, get those trucks that are coming out, whether it's FedEx, whether it's the other companies that will soon locate on the two separate 40-acre tracks, and allow them quicker, easier, safer access to Houston so that they can go about their business. You know, we are incredibly business friendly. We're incredibly supportive of our manufacturing. You know, we're the third largest manufacturing city in Oklahoma. So it's anything we can do to help our manufacturers and also help our citizens to get around easier is important. To your point, yes. East Broken Arrow going into Wagner County is blowing up. And there are so many improvements that are being made, one of which is the amphitheater, which we've talked about many times. And a lot of infrastructure going on that east side. And it's just rounding out our city, and it's gonna continue to thrive.
And the other project is the awarding of a construction contract for 37th Street. Some people know it as 209th East Avenue between Kenosha and Albany. It's going to be widened from 2 lanes to 3 lanes, and then a nice sidewalk there on the east side of the roadway, so folks from the neighborhoods can walk down to those businesses that are down there just to ride off Kenosha Street.
You know, it's interesting that you brought up the sidewalk. Walkability is becoming such a huge phrase for not only our city manager, our staff, but the city council, to allow people to get out and to move around. You know, historically, Broken Arrow has been a very car-centric community. And through the bicycle lanes, through, you know, the continually building of sidewalks, we're trying to not push away from that, because you've got to have, obviously, vehicles, but to allow our citizens to get out, get exercise, move about, and go to their destinations without having to get behind the wheel of a car. It's exciting.
It really is. It really is. It's not only that, but it's also going to fix one of, as Mr. Spurgeon, the city manager of Broken Arrow, has said, one of the worst roads in the city.
Absolutely.
And so about this time next year, construction will likely be wrapping up on that.
Yeah, anytime you look at a road like that, you know, you look into the engineering of it, you know, your education of your citizens of, hey, here's what we're going to do. And then you look into the other E component, which is enforcement. Mm-hmm. And that is, you make these roads nicer, wider, straighter, you get people wanting to drive a little faster. So there's always the enforcement, you know, component. But the three E's in building roads is a very popular thing, and it's what we're using.
Fantastic. Real quick, just wanted to touch on, we said goodbye to the seniors of the Youth City Council.
Yeah,
we appreciate those students who have given 3 years of their time to come in and learn some of the inner workings of municipal government and to potentially be the future leaders of our community. So good group of kids.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in your child being one of these Youth City Councilors, it starts at the sophomore level. Look for some messaging this summer in the application process.
I want to throw one quick thing out. All of our counselors are involved with the Youth City Council, up to and including Counselor Green, who's the newest member of our council. But I want to give a shout out to Counselor Johnny Parks. Johnny has been a part of Youth City Council for so many years. And when the group goes to Washington, D.C., Johnny worked at the cemetery there, at Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he is able, and when I say work there, it was when he's in the military, and he is able to take them and walk them around and give them a viewpoint that really few people have of what goes on there. So, you know, Councilor Parks, our senior member of our council, but he continues to give back to our youth, and that's pretty special.
Absolutely. I didn't realize that he had worked there. That explains how he's able to give such an insightful tour.
Absolutely.
And why he does that every year.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yes, sir.
There were many other items on the agendas besides what we just talked about. For more about those items, go to the city website and click on Agendas and Minutes in the Government section. Click on the date range drop-down list and then select the governing body. Find the meeting date of your choice and select the meeting details. That's it for this edition of City Council Rewind. The next regular meeting is Tuesday, May 21st. But before then, we have a special meeting on Tuesday, May 14th, the budget workshop. We're going to be looking at the proposed fiscal year 2025 budget.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of information, a lot of communication, a lot of transparency. You know, one of our key things in this city, and it's just not a catchphrase, it's a way of life, is transparency. And that's what you're going to see with our budget process next Tuesday night.
Looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you around Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.
Thank you for watching. This is a production of the City of Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.